Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, we are coming to you today with a special broadcast. We are less than a week away from our live event. And what I wanted to do is we are going to have such a freaking life-changing opportunity to just really transform you and your business. I wanted to give you a sneak peek and just kind of do 20 minutes on the type of stuff that we're going to do, blow your mind and have you go, holy heck, I have got to be there. I just don't want you guys to miss out. This is the first time we've done, it's going to be a virtual event, the first time we've ever done an event where you don't have to get on a plane, get a babysitter, blah, blah, blah. As opposed to thousands of dollars, it's $100 for a regular ticket, or $300 for VIP. If you are in, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We will hang out. It shall be awesome. But today we are going to talk about why your cleaning company isn't closing enough sales. So if you are like, I close plenty of sales, I'm growing as fast as I want, my life is great. Probably not the podcast for you. I don't really have much to help you with. But if you are like, yes, I'm not closing enough sales, we can't scale the way that we want, we're not growing like we want to grow, you are in the right place. Feel free to say hey in the chat, and let's get this party started. Hold on one second. I had Skype on. I'm canceling Skype. Oh, we were going to have Lindsay, but we had technical issues, so you're stuck with just the old smelly dude. The cute young girl is, I think, hanging out virtually, so we'll have to just have her snipe in from the chat, as is her custom. So let's do this. The problem you have, the reason, and I've got, there's two or three of the reasons that your cleaning company isn't closing enough sales, and we'll kind of start from most prevalent and work our way down. Number one is almost always you don't know who your customer is. And I can already hear the pushback, and feel free to share in the chat if you've got different thoughts. But a lot of times they go, oh, I know who my customer is. It's residential, or it's commercial, or it's people in Phoenix, or it's, you know, some massive group of people that have nothing in common. And we try to give a message to the wrong person. So the reason, or part of the reason we've done so well with Grow My Cleaning Company, is it's not Grow My Company, right? Or generic business coaching. We went very quickly. You know, if you want to be like an Anthony Robbins or someone who's just like generic mindset coaching, that's fine if you've got 30 years, a massive amount of talent and energy, and hundreds of millions of dollars to kind of throw at it. But if you're like, I don't have any of that for my cleaning company, right? I'm just, you know, a little guy right now. If you're like, we clean anything for anybody, anywhere, that is probably the biggest, most destructive lie that's going to kill you, because people think, I want to grow big, and the more opportunity I have for customers, the bigger I can grow. That could not be farther from the truth. The reality is we need to be able to message our people specifically. I forget who said it. I think it was one of my coaches, Taki Moore, said, when you're trying to catch fish, the net needs to be big enough that you can catch a lot of fish, but not so big that they flow through the holes, right? So that's what we need to do. Kim Johnson in the house busted my chops. Says, hey, from the third hole of Disney golf course, I'm not going to lie to you, Kim. I am, as much as I love hanging out with you guys, Cleaning Nation, I'm so glad to be here. I'm at my house, which is a beautiful house, no complaints, but if I could end this broadcast and go hit some golf balls with Team Jim, I think that would be my preference. Denise says, in New Jersey, counting down the days. Denise, I cannot wait to see you at the event. It's going to be awesome. Team Jim is going to take a break from Disney World and go to Mexico, and they're going to join us at the event. They're one of our Millionaire Mastermind clients and have a great, great company in Alaska. Not that they're there, and that I've heard it's cold there, and they don't like that. So, all right. The biggest, probably first problem we have in not closing enough sales is not being clear on who our customer is, right? And if your customer is everybody, it is nobody. You're trying to serve too many people. That is first, second, and third, right? And again, we got to kill that logic of if, you know, I still remember when I was younger and dumber, and not that I got everything together now, but there was a health club like Curves or something like that. I think they only serve women, or that was their focus. I'm like, that's crazy. You're cutting off half your market. Couldn't have been dumber, right? And I always hear, we'll just take residential for a second to do some of the math, right? Let's say I'm in Phoenix, which is a pretty big town. So let's say you're in a mid-sized town of, I don't know, 100,000 people, right? That's not a, you know, most of you are probably in a town that's bigger than that. So let's just take that. If you go, well, I only want to serve, and for residential, we coach you to go kind of dual income, married couple, kids, pets, you know, top 25% of home value. That's a great niche. There's others. You can pick retired, you know, young professionals, but let's just talk about that one because that's a pretty easy niche. You might go, well, of the 100,000 people in my town, there's only 20,000 households. Let's make it harder. 10,000 households that meet, and there's probably more than that. There's only 10,000 households that meet that criterion. And again, that criterion would be married, kids, pets, all things that make messes, right? Kids and pets and married, dual income means they're both working. They value time. Not that they have to be, but these are kind of good niches. And they're in the top third of their, you know, they own their home and it's a nice home. Say only 10,000 of those people meet that criterion. People will come to me and be like, oh, I need to expand my niche, or I need to move to another market. And I'll go, great. Of the 10,000 people of your perfect niche, how many clients of those do you have? And they'll be like, 61. I'm like, okay, we're not even a percent of a percent of all the people out there. The last thing you need is more opportunity. You need more specific opportunity, right? So if you're trying to go, hey, people, we clean things, that's not a compelling message. But if you go, hey, hey, homeowners, we clean homes, that's better. And if you go, hey, married, working mom with kids who's got 71 things on her plate and she can only handle four, would you like us to take a couple of things off of your plate so you can spend more time with your kids and not feel so guilty for working all the damn time? That's a compelling message. But if you're trying to talk to everybody, you can talk to nobody. So first and foremost, you've got to know who your customer is. Second, killer in terms of why you're not closing enough leads or getting enough business is you are trying to sell as opposed to serve. That hurts in so many ways. It just sucks. First of all, people can smell it. Second of all, if you find yourself trying to convince somebody of somebody, if you're trying to convince somebody, hold on, let me pause my Slack. If you guys can hear the click, 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 it's it's Slack going, making all sorts of noise, pause notifications. Should have done that before, but I was messing with the tech with Lindsay. So, all right, what on God's green earth were we talking about? If you are trying to sell, as opposed to help people, it shows up in a lot of different ways. Anytime you're trying to be pushy or feel something, you're trying to talk them into something, A, it sucks the energy and life out of you. B, here's a writer downer, kids, as opposed to trying to sell harder, find somebody different, right? So with our company, we have anywhere between 200 and 300 people coming to us wanting help every month on appointments, right? They say, hey, imagine if you had 200 or 300 appointments with people in their home. That's basically what we get. We serve everyone over the world, so not in their home. But, you know, phone appointments where they're like, hey, I need your help, and we try and work with them. That allows us, because we take only 10, 20, I think 30 at the most, per month. So it allows us to go, hey, we're really just looking for the people that are the right fit. We're really just trying to help you guys get your goals. And a lot of them aren't a fit. And we can just go, hey, now's not a time. We're not the fit. And really help them kind of come up with a plan that's going to best serve them. That's the position we want you in. Now, however, if we still needed to have the same 10, 20, 30 clients per month, and we only had, say, 37 appointments, it's going to be really, really hard for us to, even though we know, like, hey, we don't want to, you know, sell people. We only want to help the people that we think are good fits. It's hard to do that, right? Because so lack of leads can be a great pressure point to make you try and sell as opposed to serve. So A, the better we get at marketing, the more we can, we got everybody coming in. TJ says, wall clean anything. Want your pets clean? We do that. I miss you, buddy. I think I just saw TJ sign up for the event. I've been thinking about you and your family, man. I miss you. I can't wait to see you at the event, dude. Miranda, one of our Islander graduates. If you ever get a chance to talk to Miranda, she's got a great story. Good to see you, young lady. All right. So first mistake is not knowing who your customer is or thinking everybody's your customer. This huge group of people that have nothing in common is your customer. Second is trying to sell as opposed to serve. Here's an easy trick. Spend 90% of your time trying to get in front of the right person, not trying to convince the wrong person to do something they don't want to do or that you can't help them do or it's not a really good fit, right? It's so much easier. And then here's the flip side of that is just lovely. Once you do once you do get in front of the right people, hey, Priscilla, you can be emphatic, right? If I don't do the enrollment calls anymore, but when I did, if I was talking to someone that I knew, we talked and I understood where they're at, where they want to be, and I was trying to help them come up with a plan, and I just knew that we could change their lives, I had all the confidence in the world to be like, abso-frickin-lutely, you have got to let us do this. Let's go. You said you're committed. And I wouldn't say I would be pushy, but I could certainly be definitive and I could certainly be authoritative and I could certainly be like, this is what you need, because I knew I don't do that for people that aren't a right fit. So that's what we need you guys to do, is only selling to the right people or only trying to serve the right people allows you to be completely honest and really confident. And certainty is what people buy, right? So I couldn't imagine taking someone on as a client that's like, do you really think you can help me change my life, Mike? Do you really think, you know, we can make more money or hire or have the freedom we want or build the life we want with this business? And I was like, I don't know, 50-50. Couldn't hurt. Man, I couldn't help anybody with that kind of certainty. So the beautiful thing about a serving as opposed to selling, A, it gives you massive certainty when you know you can help somebody. You can go all in and tell them, hey, listen, I don't try and help everybody. I had 7 appointments today. We offered 2 to become customers or whatever the number is for you. A, you've got to get enough appointments. B, they've got to be decent appointments. C, you've got to be willing to tell the people that aren't a fit, I don't think this is a fit, and really try and serve them. Like, hey, this is what you need, even if it's not something that's going to give you money. Serve them all, and you get paid on the ones that you get paid on, and be okay with that, right? The cool thing is that gives you lots of certainty. When you are talking to someone that you know, you can be all in passionate without feeling like you're being pushy, right? Because you're only trying to push them to their own help, right? And even if they don't take it, you can go, man, I tried to serve that guy or that gal, and he wasn't up for it, or they weren't going to take it, but I did my job, right? And then you can at least kind of sleep at night knowing you did the best that you can. So understanding who your customers is huge. Getting enough clients coming to you to free you to really serve as opposed to sell. And then if you find yourself selling and it's the wrong guy or wrong gal, and they don't really need what you want or they don't understand your value, as opposed to try and beg, cajole, barter, you know, use some sort of sales technique, just spend that time finding someone that really needs your help. So it's so much easier. Again, if I was a doctor, I guess I could start knocking on doors and be like, you know, hey, let me give you the benefits of my chemotherapy to healthy people and really try and sell hard that they should let me, you know, they should pay me to put poison in their body. Or I could just find someone that had cancer that really needed the help and go all in serving that guy. So a lot of times we spend way too much time trying to give the wrong solution, our solution, to somebody else, as opposed to just finding someone that's a perfect solution for. So really, really, and again, that kind of goes back to the niche, right? If you don't know who you're serving, you can't really get clear on what their pain is. If you're not clear on what their pain is, how in God's green earth can you have a solution that makes any daggum sense? So really important that you do that. And part of the reason we do that is we market as opposed to sell. That's something I've just learned probably in the last, I got better and better and better, but as I became a coach and started helping other people, I started realizing, holy crap, marketing is the key to the deal. Let me tell you, so I've been in business for, I don't think I've shared this story before. I was just talking with one of my old friends and we talked about this. So I'll share it with you guys because it was really helpful. Been in business probably 25 years now. I'm 46. Yeah, so I was 21. 25 years. Holy crap, I'm old. The first probably 15, maybe 20 years of my life, I spent a lot of time with business owners, like brick and mortar business owners, like you guys have large business owners. Like I was part of a group called EO, Entrepreneurs Organization. It's a great organization. I think it's not for profit. I sat on the board for a couple of years in my chapter, and it was really guys and gals that were into the blocking and tackling of business, how to run your money, how to build a culture, how to have SOPs, standard operating procedures, like all the kind of like blocking and tackling of business, and it was very, very helpful. Once I sold my last brick and mortar business, our car dealership, 5-6 years ago, we started this online business, right? Serving, owners of cleaning companies. I started kind of networking, I don't say networking, but learning from more digital people, right? Cause I don't, you know, every business I had before, I had a car dealership. Can't get much more brick and mortar than that, right? You have to have a building. Before that, it was construction. We literally built bricks and mortars. So we didn't build bricks and mortars, but you know what I'm saying? It was very physical. You had to have a place. So I started talking more kind of with online marketers, and I was talking with my other friend who kind of went through the same thing. He started kind of in the brick and mortar world and started kind of moved to the online marketing. And we were talking about how the earlier guys, the EO guys, the business guys, I don't want to say this in a mean way, I don't want to say smarter, but they were better at business, right? If they were going to take a test on business, they were better. They knew the big stuff. But the crazy thing is the marketers weren't as good at business, right? The really good marketers didn't know how to hire and all the stuff that we teach you, they really don't know how to do that. But they made more money and had more freedom, and they just knew how to market. So I started realizing, and again, this is not to denigrate kind of the hard skills of how to run your books, how to hire people, how to have standard operating procedures, systems and processes and all that. Like I said, blocking and tackling a business is really helpful. We teach a lot of that, so I'm not degrading that. But if you just wanted to have money and freedom, get to be a freaking good marketer. And the trick is, if you're a good marketer, you don't have to be good at anything else, right? You can charge enough for your services where it doesn't matter if your numbers are clean. Because this is the other thing. Like the part of the reason these old, not old, but the business guys I had before that were brick and mortar, they had thinner margins, right? So they had to be tighter with their money. They had to be better at the game. Marketers are so freaking have so much margin, they don't even have to sell, because if they have so many leads, you just take the ones that work. So all that to say, part of the reason, and a lot of people don't get this, that you're not closing enough sales is you're not good enough at generating leads, right? Could you imagine, most of the people I talk to on the residential side, a good, healthy company that's growing nice might get 5 or 10 new customers per month. And not that there aren't some that do better and a lot that do worse, but a nicely growing is like 5 or 10 customers per month. And they might have 15 or 20 leads per month. And they think they're doing great. Could you imagine if you had 100 leads a month and you're like, I'm only going to go on 40 appointments. When I say I mean you hire a salesperson. Of those 40 appointments, we're only going to take 20 of the best of the best of the best. It'd be super easy. So the easiest way to close more sales is to get more qualified bids. That frees you up to serve as opposed to sell. And the way that you get more qualified leads or bids is to know who your customer is. So hopefully you're seeing how this all kind of fits together into one big fat piece. All right. I think, and if you just don't have enough leads, you're going to have to sell as opposed to serve. You're going to have to be begging as opposed to sorting. That's another thing. It's a quality of life. It's so much more fun to have people coming to you going, I need your help. And then trying to help them as opposed to be like dancing, like, come on, we're great. You know, the Better Business Bureau, let me tell you how great we are. People don't care about you in the first place. It just sucks. And then it's not scalable, right? If you only have 30 leads coming in per month, the best you can do is 30 customers. And that's assuming every lead is a fit, they won't be. And assuming they're all profitable, they won't be. So that's the best, it's just not scalable. So really understanding who your client is, having a message to that client that gets more leads than you can handle and allows you to sift and sort and serve as opposed to sell, those are the kind of keys that you need. So if you're feeling like, yes, had a big burp. This is what I need to grow. I want this. I need this. This is the kind of stuff that we're going to go into on our 3-day event. We're going to talk about all the money to make sure you're charging right. We're going to definitely talk about how to attract, not chase clients, get all the leads that you need. And then again, for those of you who are like, yeah, that's all fine and good, Mike. I don't have a problem getting customers right now. I need employees. We're going to talk about that too. Same concepts, right? We're going to make sure you have enough qualified employees wanting into your business, as opposed to you begging the people that you've got to show up on time, right? If you would like us to dive into this for 3 days straight, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Hey, Cecilia, good to see you, sister. Here's the caveat. We took away all the barriers. So before, like I said, you'd have to fly out. We'd limit it to 10 or 20 people. It'd be a couple $1,000 plus travel, which is another couple. So it was a big commitment and kind of an experiment almost during COVID, because I want to see everybody kick butt and take names during this time. There's a massive amount of opportunity, by the way, guys and gals, during this COVID thing for us cleaners. We want to take all that nonsense away. So it's literally $97 for regular ticket, $297 for VIP. There's no plane, there's no hotel, there's no nothing. So we stripped away all the excuses of I can't get a sitter, I can't leave my husband, my business, my whatever. To see like, okay, let's see what's really going on. We'll see if we get hundreds of people and change hundreds of lives, we'll keep doing it. If no one shows up, we'll just go back to the expensive, high cost of I got to fly there and all that sort of stuff. The flip side, I want to tell you. So the one thing I was hesitant about doing a $97 event is commitment. So let me tell you, if you're like, I'll just pay Mike $97 and I'm sure there'll be some good information and I'll kind of flit in and out as I see fit and, you know, maybe see if I can get one or two good nuggets. That may work. You may get one or two nuggets. It will not transform your business. The one hesitation I had is it's too cheap. So the big life, and again, every event we've done has been life-changing. We've got dozens and dozens and dozens of people that have been to an event. They're like, that rocked my world. It changed my life forever. Go to growmycleaningcompanyreviews.com. We have over 100. Not that went to specifically events, but that we've helped. The problem is I had them in a room for 3 days and they were physically there and they'd invested a lot of money. So they were all kind of present and they all get transformational results. My fear with this kind of online thing is, if you just spend the money but kind of are laissez-faire about it, you're not going to get any results. I don't even say don't come, but don't come, right? You can come and you'll probably get, you'll definitely get more than your $100 worth of value, but that's not what you're coming for. You're coming because you want to change your life and change your business and serve more people. If that's your commitment, pretend like it's a $10,000 event. Show up to it the same way as it costs $10,000. So if you're like, I'm committed, I will be there. And again, I get people, I got to clean, I got to whatever. If you are too committed to, you know, hey, I got to, you know, so maybe it just, so here's another way to look at it. Say the event's going to, you know, the event's $100 or $300, whatever ticket you want, I don't care. Say for those three, and it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So a lot of you shouldn't be cleaning Saturday anyway. So say it costs you 2 days that you're physically in the field cleaning, and those 2 days are going to cost you $1,000. It's still cheaper than the event would be live. And really, it's not about how much it costs. It's what am I going to get? If this is really the opportunity to transform your business and have the customers and employees that you want, it's worth it. So I just want to encourage all of you guys and gals that are listening or coming to the event, make time, find a quiet place to be, show up and stay the whole time and do the work, because it's going to be a lot of breakout sessions and meeting other people. We're going to have live coaching. It's going to be even more, believe it or not, it's going to be more interactive than our live event. All that's going to be life-changing for the people that show up and commit and be like, I'm here, I'm ready to learn. And almost nothing, you know, you'll get a couple things, be like, that was fun, that was nice, and we'll have a good time. But that's not what it's for. So I really want to encourage the people that are coming to really come and be present and say, this is the 3 days I changed my life. And for those of you that haven't signed up, holy crap. If you're, again, perfect here, I'm going to live exactly what I just taught. We're not going to try and sell the wrong people. So if you're like, I'm mildly interested in my business, it's okay, we're growing fine, I'm moderately pleased, I could pick up some tips and tricks, but I'm kind of happy with how things are. You're welcome to come. We'll have a good time, but this probably, come or not, it doesn't matter. This is really for those of you that are like, I've been doing this for a while, really too. I'm just starting and holy crap, I need all the systems and processes. I don't know what I don't know. I know I'm going to go down the wrong track and kind of do the wrong thing. Holy crap, this is for you. Or if you've been in business a while and you're like, I can't get out of the field. I can't get these systems and processes. Like I have repeat and referral customers, and sometimes there's a lot and sometimes there's not. I have some employees that kind of help, but I'm still in the field. I never know. If that's you and you're like, enough, I got to change it. Today's the day. I can't live like this anymore. This event's for you. So just like I was kind of talking about with today, we don't want to sell for everybody. We want to, the right people that need to be there. I really desperately want to have you get there and change your lives. The other people, come or go as you please. It's $100. I don't care. Priscilla says, when is the event? That's an excellent question. I've talked about it 71 times. You think I'd mention a date? We are recording this October 9th, Friday. I'm flying out Wednesday. I'm actually going to a live studio. We're going to have a whole team of people to make sure that people are great, because we're going to have 100 to 200 people there. It is next Thursday, which is, I can't even do math, the 16th, something like 15th or 17th, something like that. It's next Thursday. It's October, I think 15, 16, 17, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's in the event. But if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event, all the dates are there. If you're listening to this after those dates, you can still go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event. If we did the event, it was awesome. We'll probably have another one and the dates will be there. If it wasn't, we'll say you can't go there. Oh, Lindsay comes in and saves my bacon. The live event is October 15th through 17th. Where is it at? Well, it will be in San Francisco for me. It will be in your local Starbucks or office or home office for you, in that we're going to do it virtually. It's going to be awesome. So again, if you are ready to change your life and your business forever, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Don't just sign up. Block off the full 3 days and treat this like a real, I shouldn't say real, an in-person event that you had to pay a lot of money and fly to. That is how you'll get the result. That's that. If you are mildly interested in changing your life, but it's not a big deal, that's okay. Do something different. Delia says, the link you posted was for April 28th. I don't know anything about that. But if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event, should be everything good. Will this event be live? Kelly says, yes, I will be there live in studio. You'll know it's going to be live because we're going to have live interaction with you guys. We're going to break you into groups of two and three to actually do the action items. We're going to have panels of like Team Kim. It will absolutely be live. Tracy, our mindset coach, who's amazing, is going to be on stage with me. Jim Padilla, guy that kind of helps with our sales team, he's going to be there live. It is going to be 1,000% live. Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. We're just doing it virtually with the whole COVID thing. People can't travel. And again, before, it's always been a very small amount, lots of money. This is the first time we're like, because of the COVID, really, it's like, hey, let's give it a spin online, open it up to kind of all of Cleaning Nation. But again, it really is for the people that are committed and all in and want to transform their business. If that's you, growmycleaningcompany.com/live. If not, just keep listening to the podcast. These lives, we'll hang out here. All right, guys, gals, hopefully that was lots of value. Can't wait to see you next week. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.